President Kennedy, who said that no religious body should seek to impose its will, also urged religious leaders to state their views and give their commitment when the public debate involved ethical issues. In drawing the line between imposed will and essential witness, we keep church and state separate. And at the same time, we recognize that the city of God should speak to the civic duties of men and women. There are four tests which draw that line and define the difference. First, we must respect the integrity of religion itself. People of conscience should be careful how they deal in the word of their Lord. In our own history, religion has been falsely invoked to sanction prejudice, even slavery, to condemn labor unions and public spending for the poor. I believe that the prophecy, "the poor you always have with you," is an indictment, not a commandment. And I respectfully suggest that God has taken no position on the Department of Education, and that a balanced budget constitutional amendment is a matter of economic analysis and not heavenly appeals. Religious values cannot be excluded from every public issue, but not every public issue involves religious values.